Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Benefits Mom Podcast. I am your host, Tara Nickel, and if you're looking to gain back your mom sanity, you are in the right place. We cover everything motherhood, kids, relationships, school, work, even that dreaded C word, chores. We cover it all. My goal is to help you take back control of your life and find that happy place as a mom. Because when it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Enjoy this episode. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to me and learn what I am learning as a mom and as a working mom through this crazy pandemic that we are all experiencing and trying to navigate. And what I have found to be the most helpful thing for me and my navigation through the COVID-19 pandemic is having a schedule. The reason I say that is knowing what time I have to do certain things, what things I know I can accomplish, what things I have to accomplish, really sets a tone for my day. So let me just give you an example. I shared my meal plan board, and basically what it is, it's a dinner plan for what we are going to eat each night of the week. I made it at a A&R workshop. For those of you who are not familiar, it's a place where you can create your own artwork. My boys have made ornaments there. I made that particular piece there. My mother has made a wooden Lazy Susan for our dining room table. So it's one of those craft places, DIY shops. And because my youngest sister is a big artist, she was working there and we were able to participate and do those ornaments, and I made a meal plan board. Just a little brief history of where it came from. If you haven't seen my meal plan board, make sure to head over to my Instagram at BenefitsMom and check it out. But why I think at least having that meal plan board is important is I know what's for dinner before I leave the house. I used to be one of those people that would come home, I've done my day at work, I've picked up the boys at daycare, I walk in the door, I know I still have a bunch of chores to do, and oh, by the way, I don't know what's for dinner. Now, I am blessed that I was never in a position where there was not food in the fridge to feed my family. I am certainly blessed, and I sympathize with all of those parents who are not in that position. But sometimes even just having chicken breasts in the fridge or some broccoli crowns doesn't necessarily ease the overwhelm that some moms and dads have over the fact that you still have to make dinner. Once I started using my meal plan board, that anxiety went away. Because not only do I know what's for dinner, I know before I leave the house. So my fridge is ready to go. I have already got the broccoli set. It's been seasoned. I know exactly how I'm going to cook the chicken breast. I know exactly how long it's going to take. So when I get home and everybody's settled in from the day at school or work, you know, if you are still somebody who's virtual learning, when you're making that transition from school work day to family, I have a step process of how I'm going to cook dinner, and it runs a lot more smoothly than if you or I am standing in front of the refrigerator trying to figure out what mishmash of items in there is going to make a successful dinner. I wanted to start with the meal plan example of why it's important to have a schedule and to know how long things take you to do, because it does just chip away at that parent anxiety. We all have it. It's completely normal. I am not a psychologist in any way, but I have not met a parent in either my childhood, teenage years, early adult, or now that hasn't experienced some type of worriness, overwhelm, anxiety, whatever word you want to use when describing how to take care of their family and how to do it in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're running on empty. Another great way that you can start to take control back of your schedule and not have it dictate to you is to really know how long things take you to do. I joke with people all the time that one of the questions I ask my clients when we're talking about their schedule being a source of overwhelm and anxiety is I ask them, do you have a dishwasher? And the answer is normally yes. And then I say, okay, when the dishwasher's done, it's run all of its cycles, how long does it take you to empty the dishwasher? And depending on if I'm doing a video or a phone call, there's an awkward pause. Sometimes people laugh and they say, why does it matter how long it takes? And what I say is the fact that it takes you 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or 4 minutes if you have someone else helping you can dictate whether or not in the moment of your crazy day or running through chores, you have time to do that. So just think about that. The fact that you know you have a chore to do and you know exactly how many minutes it's going to take for you to complete that chore, doesn't it make it more likely that either A, you're going to actually do it, or B, if you know you can't, then you're not going to worry about it because you don't have the time. If you realize that the dishwasher's done and you're running out the door to go to work and take your kids to childcare, that's probably not the time to empty the dishwasher. But if you're home and you just got back and you're getting dinner ready, maybe you have those 2 or 3 minutes. Another big time saver when it comes to scheduling that I have seen lots of success with moms and dads is not saying that you are going to complete a task or start working on something at a particular time, but you are going to devote a certain amount of time to an activity. Think about a big project or a task, or if you are still virtual homeschooling your children, you may have to devote an hour, 2, 3 hours to do that activity or do that task. And it can be at different times during the day. I can say from personal experience, my oldest, who is in second grade, needs more help from me in the afternoon than he does in the morning when it comes to virtual school. So while I may need to help him for 2 to 3 hours during the day, a bulk of that is going to be after lunchtime in the afternoon, just based on personal experience, what assignments he has, the level of attention and technology assistance that he needs. You might be different. You might be the same. You have to see how it goes. So what I call this is not time blocking, We are category blocking. We are picking a category, whether it is Project A, or it is virtual school, or family time, which I want to focus on specifically in a little bit. But you're devoting a certain amount of time, just like we talked about with the dishwasher. I am going to do, or I am going to work on this activity for 2 hours, or I'm going to work on it for an hour. And you can spread that out throughout your entire day. It doesn't have to be, oh, at 10 o'clock, I have to work on project A, do or die. I don't care what happens. You know, the house could be on fire, but I need to get it done at 10 o'clock. That's just crazy. If something's going on at 10 o'clock and you can't do it, then don't do it. Now, I know some of you still have some scheduled meetings, or you have clients who talk to at a certain time. You know, you may have some actual set things in there, which is fine. You can still adopt a category blocking strategy as long as you can compartmentalize the right way. So if you have a sales meeting at 10 o'clock and that's a do or die, like you have to have that every day at 10 o'clock, then allocate the other hours of your day to that project A, or to helping your children during virtual school, or to family time. You know, you can have those set blocks in the schedule and still say you are going to spend X amount of time on Y activity and not feel overwhelmed. Because remember, that's the goal. The goal is to be able to take back your schedule, not feel overwhelmed, not feel like the day got ahead of you, and not to feel like you can't get stuff done. Because you can. And yes, there are going to be things that fall to the wayside every day. You know, my list of things I want to accomplish every day sometimes doesn't happen. And that's okay. We're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to give 100% each day and be 1% better the next day than we were today. I want to finish up talking about the schedule to talk about spending time with your family and with yourself. I know that when we're all home together, sometimes the idea of finding time to spend with each other is like you're always there, so why schedule it? Or if your kids are back in school or you're at work, out of the office, you know, you come home and you just want to lay down. You don't want to talk to anybody, and I totally understand that as well. But I will tell you that there are small moments that you can't get back if you are not scheduling, you know, those impromptu moments, or you are going to do a puzzle with your kids or play a board game. You know, it's simple things like that. I know sometimes when people say like family time, they think it's this big production and we have to do this and sit down together and play a board game and be chatting and interacting and asking how our day goes. And while that's great, if you can get that, you know, power to you. But let's be realistic. Sometimes you can't get information out of your kids, or your kids don't want to play, you know, Monopoly, or they don't want to do a puzzle that they've done like 10 times this week already. But you know what they do want? They want you to listen. They want you to be interested in what they have to say. So I can tell you from personal experience, sometimes my family time is simply letting my son tell me about the most recent Wildcrats episode that he watched, or the most recent Mystery Dog YouTube video that he saw, or the last book that he read on Epic, right? And it's not important that you really understand the references here, you know. There's Google. You can figure out what he's talking about. He's a seventh grader and he's a 7 year old, excuse me, 7 year old in second grade who wants to be a zoologist, right? So he's very into science and animals, right? But the point is that he wanted to talk to me and I listened. And I consider that family time. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if for some reason my day is so crazy or I'm tired and not feeling well, if the only time that I spend with my son is those 5 minutes, he will appreciate that because he had something to say and I listened. I want to close with leaving time for yourself. I said this on my social media channels. Self-care is not eating lunch, it's not taking a shower, it's not hygiene or health related. Self-care is you going for that spa treatment. Self-care is you going outside and going for a walk by yourself. It's having a longer than normal bath. It's having 5 minutes to do a meditation or to read a book or something that you enjoy. You have to put those things on your schedule. Have it beep at you. If you need to have a reminder at 11 o'clock that you need to get out of your office and go for a walk, then put that on your phone. I have a ridiculous amount of reminders from things to, hey, let's check your breathing. Why don't you think about how grateful you are? Like little things like that throughout the day. That may sound woo-woo or silly to some people, but it really does make a difference. You have to put yourself first if you want to, one, keep your sanity as a parent, and two, just to keep yourself in check. You know, again, we're not perfect creatures. We're going to have days where we are more anxious and overwhelmed than others. So having your phone tell you, hey, life's good. Take a deep breath for 2 or 3 seconds. You'll be okay. It'll make an amazing difference to you, I promise. I hope you've gotten some great scheduling hacks to get you through, hopefully, the last few months of this pandemic. Please feel free to drop me a line if you have any questions at all, tara@taranagle.net. Be sure to head to the Benefits Mom Mastermind free Facebook group to join our growing community there. I'm so excited about all the moms that are there. And the more people that join, the more that the message gets out about how we can keep supporting each other now and continue on past this pandemic into 2021 and 2022. Have a blessed day, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks again for tuning in to the Benefits Mom podcast. If you have been enjoying these episodes, please share them with a fellow mom friend of yours and head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. And remember, if it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Have an awesome day.